learning like a human. From crib to career, it's all pattern recognition. Before we could talk, we were learning. Not by memorizing, but by recognizing. Faces, sounds, reactions, rhythm. Modern e-learning systems, they're finally catching up. This isn't just metaphor, it's a model. From the first time you locked eyes with your caregiver, to your latest congrats on your promotion badge in Slack, your brain has been engaged in the same dance. Spot the pattern, predict the outcome, adjust accordingly. Let's walk through life and learning by tracing the patterns that got us here. Let's begin at the beginning. The purest phase of learning. Infancy. Sensory input and feature extraction. Is that a face? That face equals food good. Babies don't think in sentences. They think in sensations. They don't analyze. They scan, recognize, and react. They're tiny, tireless pattern matchers, locked into bottom-up processing. Their world is a blur of inputs until meaning begins to flicker. Faces, voices, the rhythm of a rocking chair. This is the origin story of pattern recognition. No vocabulary, no lesson plan, just repetition, reward, trust. Great learning platforms begin the same way. They don't throw complexity at you. They build trust with simplicity. Short videos, familiar layouts, predictable flows. It mirrors feature extraction in machine learning, where systems isolate signal from noise. Your brain did it first, your LMS just catching up. A good course treats you like a newborn at first. Feed slowly, repeat often. Now we crawl toward curiosity, the stage of joyful trial and error, childhood. Structured routines and reinforcement loops. If I stack the blocks this way, they fall. If I try this, in childhood, the world becomes a lab. We build, we break, we laugh, we break, we laugh, we learn. We don't fear failure, we expect it. Every action is an experiment, every outcome, a clue. Push the red button, hear the sound, do it again, louder. This is reinforcement learning in its rawest, most radiant form. Play is not a break from learning. It is the learning. Adult learning echoes this perfectly. Gamified dashboards, try again quizzes, interactive simulations, feedback, badges, XP bars. It's play with purpose. Systems reward successful patterns. They nudge corrections where needed. No scolding red pens, just emoji and encouragement.
Play is the highest form of research.
Albert Einstein. Or any child with Legos and a wild imagination. Adolescence. Adaptive identity formation. Who am I? What am I good at? The teenage brain is electricity. Everything is feedback. Every interaction is a mirror. Try on a style. Adopt a phrase. Join a tribe. Leave it. Come back differently. This isn't fickleness. It's pattern matching at scale, testing identity against environment, and every ping we get back becomes signal in the noise. In adult learning, today's smartest learning systems work the same way. Because you took this, others like you explored this, personalized playlists, curated paths. We're not just learning content anymore. We're learning who we are as learners. Netflix thinks I'm a quirky sci-fi girl boss. Coursera thinks I'm a future product manager. Am I both? Yes. And more. Adulthood. Transfer. Mastery and meaning. How do I use what I know to solve real problems? We've collected the patterns. Now we combine them. Cross domains. Connect dots. Build bridges. The chef becomes a team leader. The gamer becomes a product designer. The storyteller becomes a strategist. This is transfer learning, taking what we know and applying it somewhere new. It's not just about knowledge anymore. It's about wisdom in motion. In e-learning, modern tools mirror this phase with nuance. Scenario-based training, Choose Your Own Path simulations, cross-functional leadership challenges. These experiences train not for answers, but for judgment. They ask you to remo, to stretch what you've seen, to build beyond the slides. The best learners don't just memorize, they generalize. Probably not Einstein, but let's roll with it. Elderhood, compression, wisdom, and feedback loops. I've seen this before. Here's how this will play out. By now, the patterns don't knock. They whisper. You don't just know what's happening. You know what's coming. You speak in frameworks, not facts. You shorten the story and still teach the whole thing. This is wisdom born not of age, but of iterations. Your neural net is trained, refined, weighted with experience. In learning design. Each stage of life carries its own rhythm of pattern recognition. And what's striking is how eerily those rhythms mirror modern learning models. In infancy, we rely on sensory recognition. We scan faces, listen for familiar sounds, and begin to trust what feels consistent. In learning systems, this is mirrored by feature extraction and content chunking. Small, digestible bites of information designed to engage the senses without overwhelming the mind. In childhood, we move into a world of play. Trial and error become our teachers. Whether we're stacking blocks or playing memory games, we rely on feedback to shape behavior. This phase aligns with reinforcement learning and gamification in corporate training, systems that reward repetition, learning through loops, and discovery by doing. Adolescence brings a different kind of pattern work, experimentation with identity. We test versions of ourselves, looking for reflection and resonance. In learning, this shows up as adaptive systems, tools that suggest paths, adjust based on behavior, and help shape a learner's emerging sense of self and capability. Adulthood is the era of utility. We begin transferring patterns across domains. A lesson in communication becomes a strategy in negotiation. A childhood game becomes a design principle. This stage mirrors how simulations and cross-disciplinary challenges allow learners to generalize their skills and make meaning beyond the module. Elderhood is the age of wisdom. With experience, patterns compress into instinct. We don't need to test. We node to test. Learning systems emulate this through mentorship models, iterative feedback loops, and community-driven insight. It's no longer about gaining knowledge. It's about passing it on. So the next time you're designing a training, attending a workshop, or caught in a late-night spiral of how to do X tutorials, pause. You're not just consuming new content. You're reconnecting with an old pattern, something your brain has done since the beginning. From face recognition to feedback loops, from identity shaping to wisdom sharing, learning has always followed the rhythm of life. Pattern recognition isn't a skill. It's the operating system of your life. So use it. Train it. Teach others to see it. Not just in the data, but in the design. In the decisions. In the you that's still learning. Still evolving.